This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Stella meant to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her, time to drag her, drag her.
That's right. You're listening to the one and only RuPaul's Drag Race Recap Podcast. I'm Manu Agapian. I'm joined today by, you know,
Oscar Montoya. It's me. I'm here, honey.
Wow. I was going to say she's a Critics' Choice Award winner, but never mind. We don't talk about that. So, Oscar.
Wait, no. I'll go backstage. I'll go backstage and you reintroduce me, okay?
Okay.
Clack, 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 clack.
Oh, my God. She's already...
10-inch heels. Clack, clack.
She's already so poorly behaved. Please welcome to the stage the Minx Diva, the one and only Ozma, your Critics' Choice Award winner, Oscar Montoya.
Clack, 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 clack. Hi. How y'all doing? Hi.
Why were you giving Little Women LA? What was that? What the fuck was
I'm
that?
I'm shy.
Hi. Hey. Hi.
That sting, that little sting, is gay culture.
It is gay culture. That like highway shade sound. What is that? Fuck.
Oh,
I don't
want to hear that.
Wait, okay. When do you hear that music most? Like, when do you hear that sound? Like, I think I speak for both of us when I say, when we enter the Abbey. When we walk into the Abbey, we hear that sound.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Where it's else when do- we enter any fast food restaurant and they're like, not these two again. And we're like we're making pretend we haven't been there like three times already.
Oh my God, Oscar, I'm so glad you're here. I guess just for fun, I have to tell everyone that we've told everyone this.
Oh my God, are you telling everybody?
Yeah, well, this has to exist in some meaningful platform.
Yes.
So. Oscar was kind enough to bring me as one of your plus ones to the Critics' Choice Awards, and Oscar looked gorgeous and sickening wearing vintage Moschino.
That's right, I wore vintage Moschino, baby.
Bitch, and it was really hot.
And it's rented.
And it's
I
rented.
I can't afford it.
No. You can lie. You can lie like Todrick Hall and say you own it.
I never lie, honey.
Okay, now that is a lie. This bitch is a liar. So
what do you mean? You look stunning, beautiful, and gorgeous.
Okay. I don't want to do this.
I don't want to do this.
So anyway, long story short, we're at this beautiful table where you get seated. And Oscar, we're there with our friend Ruha and Oscar's beautiful co-star, Adara. Just wonderful people. And then the stage lady comes up to me, and I assume she's like, oh, like you need to move because we're going to put a seat filler here, or like when the camera pans around, we need you to like lean back so we can get a shot of
your
friend.
I thought she was going to be like, hey, do you want to be a part of this bit where the host is going to have a little chat with you? And I was like, okay, cute. Mono's getting his airtime today.
Getting my airtime. No, no, no. But so instead, I almost did get my airtime because she said, she just straight up was like, I couldn't even understand what she was saying, but she said, okay, so you're towards the top of the show. We're going to take you back there. You're going to behind the second curtain, like whatever. She's saying all the stuff. And I'm like, oh, I'm like dumbfounded for a second. And I realize she thinks I'm you.
Yeah.
So I was almost taken backstage for your award.
Which I would have loved.
It would have been so
funny.
I
would have loved if you came out and accepted the award for Best Supporting Actor.
I would love that.
It would have been such a gag. And the funny thing is, no one would have noticed.
I don't know. I mean, that is a thing. Sometimes, like, celebrities kind of look different or something. And you know how some, okay, there's some celebrities who look different every time I see them. Like, they just have, like, some have a chameleon superpower where you're like, oh, yeah, I guess that is Tilda Swinton. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. But the thing is, nobody knows who the fuck I was. In that lineup, I was the biggest nobody. I mean, we got Jamie Foxx that got awards.
The hot people were hot. Like, you are one of them.
Girl.
You are one of the stars, bitch.
But what I'm saying is, if you walked down and accepted that award, no one would have noticed. Everyone would be like, oh, I guess that's what Oscar Montoya looks like.
To quote Trixie Mattel when Morgan McMichael says, I'm the only one here who isn't a fan favorite. T. That is the T. Do you remember that moment?
Yeah.
It's such a funny moment where she's like, but no one here likes me. And Trixie's just like, yeah, T. What are you going to do? Okay, Oscar, we're talking Canada.
Canada's Drag Race season 4.
Wow, we're at 4. And let's just go ahead and get into that. Because, you know, I know me and you both love talking about the gag of the season. Let's talk about the Golden Beaver. Do you think it's a meaningful contribution to the format?
That's a great question. I don't necessarily think so. It's just a cute little stunt that like makes the judges not work as hard. But I do like that sense of drama, and I like how it's panning out in the trajectory of the show, where the winner then becomes in this whole season is so crazy because anyone who wins becomes in the bottom immediately. Like, it's been so bizarre. Like, I don't know who the front runner, I mean, I can tell you who the front runner is, but like, I don't really have one person where I'm like, oh, you're going to win this season, because they're just all over the place.
Yeah, it could go in the way. Wait, you think, who do you think is the front runner? Do you think Venus is the front runner? Do you think Kitten is a front runner?
No.
Okay, Denim. Who?
I think Denim's got it in the bag.
Okay.
I think Denim's got it. I think Venus could be a contender. I think Kitten could be, maybe.
Okay.
But I think this is Denim's competition to lose.
I disagree. Gag. I don't think Denim can go all the way. Unless
what's going to be her flaw?
I think she's shown some, you know, as a non-dancer myself.
Oops.
She's shown some non-dancing ability. You know what I mean? That's not the end of the world, right? I mean, Alaska Thunderfuck, one of the best drag queens in the history of the show, is not a dancer.
Mm-hmm. Bianca Del Rio.
Bianca. I mean, there's plenty of non-dancers. Trixie.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I'm not sure. I think I like the Denim story, but I think I'm a little more excited by Kitten or Venus, as I, you know, I just said their names.
Interesting. I really love Venus. I also love Kitten. That's my golden top three.
Yeah.
But I think out of the three, it's either, I don't know. I actually don't know. Kitten could win this because she is the oldest contestant ever.
Ever. It would be a gag.
And it'd be a nice storyline.
It'd be a great storyline. Yeah.
It would be cool to have like a Mati person win.
That would be so cool. Like, that would be really cool.
It would also be dope to have a trans man win. I mean, like, I don't know. Canada's bring it to you every season.
Canada's
with the diversity in their cast. I love it. I love this season so much. And this drama is delicious, honey.
It is delicious drama. I can already say this season is better than season 3.
Absolutely. Season 3 was...
Strange. It was strange. The casting was strange. It was strange. Okay, but I'm loving the drama. We're in episode 3. I actually like the Golden Beaver. I think it adds a little fun flavor to the mix.
I think so, yeah.
But I like that it's forcing the girls to play this weird political game while they're already doing Drag Race.
Right. Also, shout out to the intern who made that Golden Beaver. It's really funny and cute.
It is funny and cute. I was surprised at how like corny it looks. Like,
yeah, I mean it's very silly. Like
I thought they would go for a chicer look, but they did not.
No, they did not.
They sure did not.
No, they did not.
Okay, let's get into this mini challenge because we have a lot to talk about. We have two apps to talk about. They're doing a press. I think this is a fun mini challenge. They're doing a press junket for the Godmother 3, where they're just improvising. This is a pure improv bit challenge.
This is the second improv challenge that they've had.
Yeah. I would love to do this. I have to admit, this is my favorite kind of improv. Just insane specifics.
Okay, so Mano, tell us about the plot of Godmother 3. What is the movie about?
Godmother 3 is about a family who drowns themselves on purpose after seeing the latest music video released by Sharon Needles. They decide they don't want to live in this world anymore where we're pretending that Sharon Needles is an okay person. So it's sort of a revenge story. No. It's sort of a haunted, spooky tale where we really embrace the horror of the Pittsburgh queen that is Sharon Needles.
And of course you play the role of?
Door.
I'm sorry, did you say a door or door?
Door. I was credited as door. There was some drama with the credit department where if I'm a door or door, but we figured it out and the Screen Actors Guild has been in touch with the production. I am door.
And that's not a door like a door. Delano, you play an actual door. Like something that opens and closes.
I do say party in the film. right after the monster is killed. They did give me, as you know, it's my one line. I just say, party. Okay, wait, may I be so bold as to interview you?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about The Godmother 3, Oscar.
Yes, I would love to, Mano. The Godmother 3 is about a movie.
Uh-huh, yeah, that's...
girl.
Okay, not the girlfriend experience. Not the girlfriend. That, can we, what is happening with the girlfriend experience?
I don't know.
I am gagged. It sucks
because she was my favorite in the Meet the
Queens.
I do
too.
I loved her so, I still love her.
I love her too.
So amazing. But improv was, I mean, her Achilles heel, I guess, because.
Yes.
The girl can't improvise to save her life.
I know. This was like the second episode in a row. Well, I guess it's 3 and 4, where she's just like, ugh. No, she also in part 2, she choked in the QVC challenge.
Yeah.
She like, hates improv.
Choked. You know, maybe some, you know, not, you know, some girls are just not as talented as we are when it comes to that, you know? Some girls just can't do it. And that's okay.
Yeah.
They have other skill sets like
totally
cute.
Totally. No, they absolutely, they look sickening and stunning, and that's a whole other skill set.
Exactly, truly.
It's a whole other skill set. Melissa Verga wins, sure, whatever.
Girl. Recount.
Recount.
I mean, the legacy of Melinda Verga on Drag Race. Like,
yeah.
Delusional drag is back, baby.
Drag's back.
She's, oh my God.
She's
out
a
of
fun
touch.
Villain.
Oh,
not a villain. She's a deludenoid.
Yes.
And that's fun and fine, yes. Especially when they caught her ass on film saying.
Oh, my God. I loved it.
I think that's the next episode. But still, she says, yes. Here, you do it. Give me your Melinda.
I'm going to listen to all the judges' critiques. I mean, that's why I'm here, you know.
And cut two. Give me the cut two.
I feel disrespect. I don't want to do this. I'm going home. I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to be the punching bag of Drag Race.
God, Todd, I'm sorry. My dog does not care that I'm doing a podcast.
Because Todd is a huge Melinda Verga fan.
She really is. Oh, they're, yeah, she's a huge Melinda Verga fan. She thinks her makeup looks fantastic. girl,
she
will say.
I think Todd's first human words were, she's a natural beauty.
Yes. I will say, we look, when we do drag, we look just like Melinda Verga. Like we do. Like, don't you think?
oh my God.
It's a mess. Oh okay. God. Let's go ahead and get into this. Okay, we have a girl group challenge. And the first, let's just
hit me.
This first group is Bunch a Crunch.
Oh, girl.
Munch, munch, crunch, crunch, silky
and
ganache
vixens,
gets none of
right?
the lunch. Yeah, this
and
is the Vixens.
Tell us, who's in the Vixens? Who's in the
Okay, line? We have Girlfriend Experience. We have Kiki Ko. We have Amy Yonce Chanel. We have Kitten Caboodle and Melinda Verga. I keep wanting to say Melissa, but it's Melinda.
Melinda, yeah.
Verga.
I keep wanting to say Miranda Vega.
Miranda Vega. yeah, so this
but
is
it's
a
Melinda Verga.
You're a dancer. Talk to me.
Girl, this was a miss.
Yeah.
One of the biggest, I mean, girl, by flop, to quote Drag Race Canada season 2.
Yeah.
You know?
So messy.
It was so disorganized. It was so messy. I mean, Amy turned it out for the girls, but she was the only one.
Yes.
No, the raps, it was just a mess. It was a mess.
Crazy.
Is there any saving grace in this group, Mono?
I mean, you like you said, Amy, but pretty bad. Like, also yeah. just like the energy was so strange and low. The energy was so strange.
So low. I mean, especially from the Girlfriend Experience, I felt like I was like, girl, bring it. Why are you not bringing it?
Right? Because we've seen her do stunts. We know yeah. she's an athlete.
But it's like if she's not fully confident, she's gone.
Yeah. It was.
If it's not her wheelhouse, she's gone.
And
but I feel like this would be in her wheelhouse.
I know. I know. That's why it's so confusing. It's like she's so cunt. She's so confident. She's so charismatic. I don't get why her arm is moving like a T-Rex. Like, why can she not move her arm? It's so confusing.
I don't get it. I was just shocked. I was shocked. I said, oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no, oh no, oh no. This is the bottom. But you know what? I said, okay, so the Girlfriend Experience is going to be in the bottom two. I'm excited to see her lip sync because you know this bitch is going to turn it the fuck out in a lip sync.
I know.
I was wrong, but.
I was wrong. I love that. I know that that's a quote and I can't quite place it.
Girl,
wait,
you know it.
It's Alaska. Alaska
yes!
does it. I was wrong. Love her. But the next group is cute as fuck. This next group is is like, oh, this is a girl group.
Yes, and a front runner has entered the competition in the form of Aurora Matrix. Because that girl stole the show, in my opinion.
She really did. She really did. I mean, Venus, we have Aurora, we have Luna Dubois, we have Near Enough and Denim in this group. I mean, overall, they look better.
Yes.
And there's just the energy and the joy is present. I bet you also think the choreo is better.
The choreo is better. And the thing is, it's not that it's better. It's just syncopated. And that's all it takes. You could do a touch step, the simplest choreography that anybody could do. But if you all do it at the same time, it's going to be powerful.
Right.
So it's a trap when girls think, oh, we got to do crazy choreography and all that shit. It's like, no. You got to play to your weakest member. And if all they can do is a touch step, baby, make it look cute. Make
right.
it look and it's going to, you know?
Yeah, the heartbeat choreography is not that hard. And it looks hot if, like you said, you're syncopated.
That's it.
Girl.
And everybody looked good. Everyone shone.
Okay, there. T, do you think you could teach me if you had to be, if we were on Drag Race together, you would be the one, you would be the Trinity K. Bonet being like, okay, everyone, come the fuck on. do you think you could teach me choreography or would it be a nightmare for you?
I've taught you choreography before.
You have.
And
am
you
I teachable?
And you slayed.
Okay, that's okay.
Remember we did.
No, I know. That's how I feel. I just wanted to get the honest tea.
Oh,
I'm teachable. I'm not like naturally.
Are you fishing for compliments today?
Is that wrong?
It's that dark sided.
Hey, hi. Let's start chirping and burping these sunglasses at night, Lux.
What a stupid category title.
Yeah. Aurora Matrix, giving, almost Aquaria. I know it's Aquaria is referencing another designer, but it reminded me of Aquaria.
My first thought was that as
of
well.
Of course. Yeah.
She looks good, though.
She looks good. These huge cat eyes. The sort of dress connects to the glasses. Black and red.
It's given tuxedo mask as a firefighter. Yeah.
Ooh, speaking of Vega, it's giving me Street Fighter's Vega a little bit.
Okay, yes, I see that. I love this. I think this is a toot.
It's
a chirp, sorry.
Oh. Excuse your mouth.
Excuse your mouth? Okay, Tammy.
Luna Dubois giving dark-sided leather woman with some cobalt details. What do you think?
It's cute. I mean, Luna Dubois' drag is a little sort of muted in a way, right? Mm-hmm. It's giving, you know what it's giving? It's giving sort of slightly elevated Dita Ritz drag.
Wow. Not too much.
No, I'm just saying. I think Luna's really fun. I think her talking heads are really fierce. But her drag, it's not draggy enough.
Like I agree.
It needs to be a little bit more draggy. It's giving fashion, which is cute, but it's just giving like very much, okay, you're a fashion bitch. It's not drag.
She's having a hard time busting through, and I don't think that's going to change, unfortunately.
Oops.
This look is still a chirp because it's cute.
It's cute. It's a little muted. It's a little muted to me.
T. Neera Nuff giving
eggplant.
Eggplant oogie woogie boogie. One-eyed purple eater. What'd you think?
Giving a slutty grimace. I love this look. I think this look is high fashion.
It's amazing.
I love all the holes. She looks stunning.
It's hot.
The bitch can paint. I mean, Neera can fucking paint a face.
Yeah.
She looks, I really love Neera. I think Neera is really fun.
She keeps surprising me. There's always someone who surprises me because I'm like, want to count her out. But
yeah, and we'll put a pin in that.
Okay. It's a chirp for sure. This look is amazing. Mm-hmm. Denim, I know you love this.
Come on, girl. Come on.
Stacked.
Everything
like
Denim
Simpson.
Has worn, I'm like, been furiously jealous because I want to own everything
of
she has.
Of course. This Bart meets Marge Simpson stack of glasses with
giving
a Lisa
Rainbow
Frank.
Yes.
It's
Raver
hot.
Kid. It's so good. And then the glasses. You know what this looks reminds me of? Did you see the Meet the Queens of season 16?
Yes.
One of the queens has a look that's very similar to this.
Yes, you're right. I was like, damn, it's really in the zeitgeist now. Mm-hmm. She does. I thought that was interesting. It's an absolute chirp. So interesting. And I love that Canada makes space for just like different kinds of feminine and gender fuckery and non-feminine.
They really are so diverse. The Canada seasons are my favorites.
Real ever? Rue ever?
Yes, with the exception of three. Yes, they've been slam dunks.
They have been pretty fucking iconic. Wait, really quick.
Oh God.
I feel like taking a break.
Mrs. Doubtfire?
It was a run by dragging.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say your aunt?
And dare you say my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with Earnin. Come on, y'all. We've all been there. We want to spend a little bit of extra dough on a big night out or a last minute gift for like your boo. Sometimes money just can be, dare I say, complicated. Well, worry not, because Earnin helps you get your money today as opposed to later. You know what I'm saying? If you don't know, wake up, because Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work. You can get up to $100 per day or $750 per pay period. Earnin is used by over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability. So why don't you go ahead and download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in Drag Her Under Podcast when you sign up. It really helps the show. That's Drag Her Under Podcast. Get some extra dough. Have a little fun. And don't wait for your employer to give you your money, honey. Earnin is subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Bring back my break. Oscar, we're talking about Venus giving robot baby.
Yes. At first she walked in and I said, what is this stiff-ass jacket? I hate it. And then she takes it off and I was like, oh, okay, much better, much better, much better.
Right. It is. It's the accessories are crazy. There's sunglasses everywhere. I mean, it is a thong, but...
True.
It's a thong with some amazing pieces, you know?
She's got a great figure. She's a model and she's modeling.
It's model.
Let me ask you, thoughts on... untucking.
Oh, I think it's cool.
What do you got to say about that?
I think it's great. I would love for untucking to become more popular. How easy.
I know you would.
Oh, what's that mean?
Girl, I've seen the tuck and it is meaty.
Thank you, Dr. Zizmore. I mean.
Wait, yeah. Do you tuck and drag ever?
No, I don't do a full tuck. I do the monster mash. I just don't care enough. And true tea, because we both have some, we have like thick undercarriages. Mm. Sometimes your hips can kind of just hide the crimes of your bad tuck. You know what I mean? It's like, those like juicy thighs can kind of hide the crimes, you know?
Juicy thighs can hide the crimes. That's kind of genius.
I mean it. I mean it. Next.
And that's a quote from Godmother 3.
God. That line got cut for me.
The best line.
The best line. Amy Yonce Chanel giving, oh, ooh, what are those green fish people from Zelda? It's giving that. Zoras? What are they called? Zoras?
I don't know, girl.
What do you think? I like this look.
It's cute. I don't think the glasses kind of fit her face. They feel a little small for her face.
They're narrow. Yes.
Do you know what I mean? And it's like all the way down her nose. Like she's having a hard time breathing. She's breathing out of her mouth. But it's cute. It's not like, yeah, it's a light chirp for me.
I'm
like, not crazy over it, but it's cute.
The effort is tremendous. It's so weird when you're like, this outfit is so expensive and yeah. I don't know how effective it is.
Yeah, exactly. It's expensive. She paid a lot of money for it, but at the same time, it's like, eh.
I do love the coat. I wonder if it belonged somewhere else.
Yes, exactly.
Chirp for me. Girlfriend experience, giving fetish.
Yes.
Giving nipple
with her
covers.
Tatas out.
With her Tatianas.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. It's more she's hot than this look is hot.
Yeah. I like this idea. I like her sunglasses look. It's giving very anime Final Fantasy.
It is.
Sort of like Parasite Eve for all the gamers out there.
Ooh.
But the look is a little basic.
Yeah, it's a little basic. Even though it's giving it, I like that anime compare.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hot. It's hot.
It's okay. It's just okay.
I'll give it a chirp.
Yeah. It's a light chirp for me.
Okay, what the fuck is Melinda wearing and why was she safe this week? Melinda Verga is wearing the
it's fashion.
Simplest.
You don't get fashion.
I just think it was by
from
far.
From this look?
I did not that much. I got like fash. I got like the beginning of fashion. But then I was like, really, girl? This is clearly an Amazon buy.
Oops.
And then the glasses reveal and then she took off the glasses and it was like, no, put it back.
Yeah, so my question is like, what was the intention here? Like, what was she going for?
I get what she was. It's not an ugly thing. It's not ugly.
No, but I'm asking you, like, what's the storyline? What is it giving?
That's a good question. American Horror Story: Confusion. I don't know. What do you think the story is?
I don't know. It's giving, girl. I'm gonna have to interrupt you because. It's looking like she escaped the mental asylum. Those glasses are so ugly too. Like
they're
ew, so ugly. No, that's a burp.
Burp.
That's a belch.
It's such a belch.
And what is the deal with Melinda's flat ass?
I don't
wigs,
know.
Honey?
I don't know. She's gonna be so mad when she sees herself on TV because she
maybe
paints
not,
for
girl.
The stage.
Oh, maybe not, girl. Oh. Maybe she's looking at herself and is like. I'm stunning. Look at how flat and untouched those wigs are.
Ooh, this flat wig really accentuates my jaw.
I just want to see some volume on you, girl. That's all.
I know.
I love her personality. I love her spirit. But my God, these looks are not good.
Tell me about Kitten Caboodle's like weird cloak to a fetish wear look.
It'll make no sense, but I live for it.
Yeah, it's not the most inventive look in the world.
But I like that coat a lot. I think it's cool. She took it off and I said, okay.
Yeah, she knows how to it's proportionized correctly.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm over the like sort of like that, whatever that creepy kind of Nazi hat is. I'm over that.
Oh.
And I think that's like become too popular in drag.
Ooh. Everyone at the Eagle is mad at you, girl.
They are. Wait, Kiki Ko looks unbelievable.
This is the caca. This is the
caca of the week.
This is the caca.
I saw this and I was like, Oscar would love to wear this.
This is the caca, honey.
This is such an Ozma look.
Yep. This is what Ozma wishes she could look
like.
These glasses, too, are
gorgeous.
She understood the assignment in such a way that I'm like,
yeah. Kiki Ko is
is
one of the best look queens in the history of the show.
Yes.
This is unbelievable. This is giving. It's even giving me Miyazaki. It's giving.
Oh, I see that.
What's that lady's name from Spirited Away? Who's the Lady Yubaba?
Joanne.
Huh? Whatever, it's giving that. Let's talk about this okay lip sync. We have girlfriend, unfortunately, we got girlfriend Aurora wins, duh.
Aurora wins, obviously.
And we have
and surprisingly saves Kikiko.
Smart. I mean, well, I think it's smart because we know Kikiko will continue to slay the design challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Or it definitely was the fairest one. It's like Kikiko's looks unbelievable.
Would you have saved Kikiko?
I think so, especially this early in the competition. Mm. It's not time to pull a Manila. It's too early.
Okay. I would have said only because of track record, I would have saved Kitten because she's won one.
That's
but
a good point.
I like that Kikiko was saved. And I think ultimately, I mean, Miss Aurora Matrix might have some producer in her because she put the queen that saved the other queen from last week in the bottom two.
It is good
King
story.
King Kaboodle saved Girlfriend Experience last week, and now they have to battle it out for each other, and I thought that was really interesting.
And you better believe when this lip sync started, I was so sad because I was like, ugh, Kitten's dead. Kitten
yes,
lost her
same.
Nine lives.
I said, I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry to
I'm
this
so
woman.
Sorry. I'm so sorry, ma'am, but you're gonna have to go.
Because I was like, girlfriend.
Girl, we were wrong.
We were so wrong. I think Kitten was done. And Girlfriend was done. And to her credit, I feel poor Girlfriend. You know, she said recording her verse gave her some dysphoria.
Yeah.
So I honestly think she was going through a triggering moment yes. that then made her tumble in confidence.
I didn't even think about that, but I think you're totally right. That could, oof, yeah, that's really
tough.
Sad.
That is sad yeah. because we know how beautiful and amazing she is, and she just
oh
had a
God.
Moment of.
I cannot even stress to you how I would, and you know I'm like pretty correct with predicting the winners.
I know. Well,
and I
actually don't
Girlfriend
agree,
to
but
win
okay.
this whole season. What?
What?
I've correctly predicted every single winner on Drag Race.
Girl.
Except for Girl. Simone. I thought Gottmik was going to win.
Girl, you thought Vivacious was going to win season six.
She, in my heart and my fantasy, she has. And she's won every single season since. But I would have put all my money on Girlfriend Experience to win this season, and she didn't. She was sent home so early.
It was.
But you know, I would have
shocking.
Been equally as sad if Kitten was eliminated too. So.
Yeah.
It was a lose lose.
It was a lose lose because Kitten is amazing and has a strong point of view mm-hmm. as a queen. So I was like, don't want to see her go.
Yeah.
But damn. Okay, we're on to the next episode. Mm-hmm. We're Kiki King. We're shocked Girlfriend Experience went home. And now this, my friends, we're getting right to the design challenge of it all.
Wow.
I think.
This is our... Wasn't the first episode a design challenge as well?
Oh, yeah. Wait.
Oh, no. It wasn't. It was a ball.
It was a ball. And there's a little mini challenge with the wigs here. But whatever.
Oh, yeah, with the photo shoot, it was just like sort of like it was giving prank show energy.
It was giving prank show energy. We're scaring the girls and still trying to get a good shot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but let's talk about this design challenge. It's out of the closet. They're making looks out of course, what else? Unconventional materials.
Well, honestly, this is the most conventional unconventional materials challenge because the challenge is to create a new upcycling outfits from, and I quote, Brad's old clothing.
Ah, that was so funny. It's like, okay.
Which is like, okay, lies. Lies.
I am not here for the canonization of Brad Goreski. I'm not here Ooh. For it. I'm Ooh. Just going to say
that.
And I'm probably going to regret
that.
It because he'll come
Speak
do the
on
podcast
that.
One day.
He will. You know he will. He got nothing else better to do.
I like him. I like him. But
oh, okay. Oh, backtracking. Beep, beep, beep.
Coming through. Hold on. Beep, beep. Wait, that should be a Drag Race sound effect. Like when anytime someone like when Alexis Michelle says I did or didn't say that, we should hear a backtracking. Beep, 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 beep. Beep. Fuck.
So you're pulling an Alexis Michelle right now.
I really am. No, I just think it's funny.
No wonder you two get along so well.
Oh, it's true. And if you told, hey, and if you said there were things she said that she asked me to cut from the episode.
Oh my God.
I would say that can't be true. That's not true. Beep. That's a gossip. Beep. That's a rumor and a gossip. Okay. Now, ladies. Okay. So there's stitching. I guess there's not that much to. Is there? What's there's some moving storylines.
This is a shocking discovery that I found out this episode, and it turns out that Melinda Verga went to fashion school.
Gag.
What?
Gag. Well, I mean, you know, she doesn't her. Okay, let's back it up. Sometimes her silhouette.
Beep. Go ahead, girl. Act the fool, girl.
Her silhouettes make sense. They're just not very impressive looks. Like
okay,
the mama. Silhouette of her look, this we'll get to it. The silhouette made sense. They just were like, mama. We're not very impressed.
No, mama. Cause mama, this is garbage.
That shake and go you got on your head. We have some beautiful moving storylines. I mean, of course, it's classic. We're talking about our trauma.
And it's always religion. Religion is...
religion is trash.
Is crazy.
It's bad.
You know, I'm happy for people who have found religion and are queer. Like, I'm glad that found a way to...
I'm not. No backtracking.
Oh,
go ahead. Say your nice thing.
Car in park. I'm just saying that it's so. I mean, I think for my experience, my lived in experience is that religion. It was a huge was the enemy in my growing up was like led me to so much trauma and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm impressed with queer people who, despite all that, have found a healthy relationship with religion in a way that isn't toxic, right?
I admire people who me, are connected.
For me?
Yeah.
No. Get those religions away from my face. I don't want nothing to do with that. Not for me, girl.
I'm with you. Ever since I grew up in Dallas, Texas, my ass was non-religious.
You've always been non-religious?
No. I think in college, it was really cemented for me. It just didn't make sense to me. And I just think there's a lot of, I think it's so interesting how when someone is having a paranoid delusion, when people are like having paranoid delusions, like saying like, the furniture's talking. It's like, lock them up. But if someone says, God is talking to me and he came to me last night in my room and told me what I need to do with my life, they say, that's a Christian. That's a good Christian right there. Like, I just think it's so interesting that paranoid delusions only matter if it doesn't have to, like, is only punishable if it doesn't have to do with the Bible.
Now, what if you started saying like, oh, I saw God in blank? Do you think people would believe you?
Some of our friends would. Some of our friends who are like, we have spiritual friends. We have witch friends. And I admire that connection. Because as someone who's so cynical, I always admire people who are able to kind of like live a less paranoid paranoid existence.
Nihilistic.
Yeah. I admire that. But it doesn't totally make sense for me.
No, but if you're like, okay, I'm going to post on my Instagram and say like, listen, God talked to me and he said gays are the ultimate beings. They are like the most enlightened beings. And that heterosexuality is dead and is actually a sin. Do you think religious people would believe it?
That's so interesting. I don't know. No, because the most religious people are usually the most homophobic.
But they believe in like God speaking to them, right?
But they also are the first ones to be like, no, that's not God. Like they always only believe their conversation with God.
Aha! Okay,
which is also why it sucks. It's like the most religious people are like, my paranoid delusion is awesome. Yours is crazy.
Yeah.
Like what? That's why it's like, yeah, it doesn't make sense for me. Well, now what would, I guess vice versa. Mm-hmm. Well, I want to ask you the same question. Like, Because wait, you asked me what did you ask me?
Girl.
You asked me.
Are you listening to this? Listen, you are like, y'all, I'm a guest. I'm a Critics' Choice Award winner. Like, you don't understand, listeners. Like, I don't deserve this embarrassment. Like, I'm doing this out of my own free will and goodwill. And this bitch won't even, the host.
You are wearing goodwill. That's true. You are wearing goodwill.
Okay, you ate that.
she thought she ate that.
You kind of ate that.
I'm going to get my memory together, but first, silence, Oscar. I feel like taking a break.
The hell? What the hell's that?
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me decrap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go. Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer. Bring back
my break.
So great. So let's go ahead and chirp and burp these looks on the runway. First of all, how stunning is Brooklyn Heights looking this season?
She's been looking incredible since season two.
She has. That's the tea.
I mean, she definitely has some work done.
Her face is looking crazier all the time.
But I mean, it's like this interesting thing that I'm like, I don't know, like help me with the psychology of this.
Okay.
Dr. Agapian.
Dr. Love, if you're nasty.
Dr. Agapian. So, you know, when you have like procedures done to sort of enhance your drag persona.
Yeah.
What does that mean when you're out of drag?
Yeah, that means you look a little different.
Like, for example, like if I decide to get like the whole Brooklyn Heights fantasy face for Ozma's, you know, for my drag persona, then what becomes of Oscar?
That's a great question.
When I look in the mirror, I'm like, I'm like Ozma. I see myself and I'm like, I'm looking more like Ozma. Or, I don't know.
Well, if I'm going to get really psychological, I mean, don't you think we do that to agree with our comedy persona? It's like our comedy persona is so intertwined with our real person that sometimes there's a blurred line there. So we've given up a little bit of our brain real estate to part of our comedy persona. They've given up a little bit of their physical real estate to their drag persona.
Okay, now let me ask you this.
Okay.
What is the distinction between your comedy persona and your real self?
That's a fantastic question. It's there. You've seen it. Don't you feel like you've seen it? Or I mean, you don't laugh much when you hang out with me, so you see it a lot.
I am laughing at you, but
I mean, I am trying to be more honest every day. That is a true fact. I feel like you know this about me. We talk about this. Like, I am trying to be more when I'm like trying to be like just in touch with the real me more and more and more, and truly actively sometimes saying not everything needs to be funny. We can be real. We can be real and kind of prioritize that
you
part.
You are. I mean, you know, you, because of that, I mean, you've helped me become more real too. Like, you've helped me be a little bit more vulnerable in that regard.
So, that's true.
Know, I do appreciate that.
You are.
What I'm saying is, what is the difference between Mono the comedian versus Mono the person?
Okay. I'll try to keep it brief because I want to ask you the same question. Mono the comedian is a child who had too much caffeine at 2 a.m., you know, having fun, throwing shade, being stupid. I think the real Mono is an anxious adult. An anxious adult who likes to have fun but is trying their best to make everyone feel welcome at the party. I think if I'm being honest with myself, or I'm sure I'm forgetting some less desirable qualities of myself because no tea. How about you? What is the difference between Oscar and Oscar?
I mean, there is a huge difference between Oscar the comedian and Oscar the person. You know this.
I do.
I'm a completely different person. I mean, I say this all the time, but people are incredibly shocked when they hang out with me. Because they're like, oh, you're not the person that I thought you were. I'm a complete extrovert as a performer, like silly, wild. And as a person, I'm incredibly shy. I'm very quiet. I'm a complete introvert. It's kind of like opposites. I'm like very opposites. Because I suffer from stage fright, my comedic persona has been pushing more, exaggerated, bigger. So that's sort of like led me to like be this sort of like big performer. But like me as a person, I'm like very quiet, very shy. Yeah, and also very guarded. Like, I'm a very guarded person. But you would never get that from my like performer self.
Yeah, it's true. There is a difference. I mean, I feel the difference between the two of you. But the fact that you're just sharing that is such, it's really cool. It's really cool. Cause I mean that the Oscar I met years and years and years ago wouldn't even say this sentence you're saying right
now. That's true. And that's the tea.
You know? And I think me too, frankly. I would be like, I'm the same. But it's like, that's just a lie I told myself. That's a lie. That's a lie, girl.
And then you like, you know, you realize that there are comedians, I'm thinking of one in particular, a very successful comedian.
Carrot Top.
That was on SNL.
Carrot Top.
Carrot Top, LOL. That's like their persona, it becomes themselves. But that's exactly what, going back to drag, it's like, oh, you, and I'm referring to this specific person.
You don't want
to
say their name?
I mean, no.
Okay.
They were an incredible successful cast member on SNL.
Okay.
You know. Okay. If you guess, I'll say Farley. Whether or not you're correct.
Chris Farley.
No, think like recently, bitch. What the fuck? I don't know old people. You know, when you talk to them, you're like, oh, you don't know how to be a person.
Yes.
Like
yes.
That part died. Like, all you can do is be the performer. And I'm like, that must translate to drag as well.
Mm-hmm.
When you're like, when you do drag, you become your drag persona for so long, so often every night, that you sort of lose a little bit of yourself. Or maybe, I don't know.
I think it's tough.
Yeah.
And also, like, you start making choices to make your life easier, probably because you're making money. And so it's easy to follow, you know, yourself down wormhole and just be like, okay, well, I have to do this because this is making me money. So this will make me better and this will move my career forward. So I think it's kind of a slippery slope for sure.
You're right. You're right.
And all of that is to say, Brooklyn Heights looks great.
Yep. True.
Okay, we're going to chirp and burp these looks. First, I believe, let's see who's coming down that runway first. Oop, 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 oop. Is it Kitten Caboodle, I believe?
Mm-hmm.
Also, oh my God, I almost forgot to say, thank God I didn't forget to say. This season is amazing because the runway song is what?
Oh my God, you're right.
We love it. Me and Oscar love this runway song. And the fact that this is only the second season to ever play.
Because the first one is season five.
Yes,
correct?
Yes.
That's true. Begin Shakedown. When I heard those words, I said, they're not doing that, are they? Are
they doing it? The beat.
I'm telling you, someone from Drag Race Canada came to our bad drag show.
Yeah, because we did play it.
That's what we use.
That is what we use, and I love it, and I think it's one of my favorites. Maybe also because like people kind of pan it, and that makes me love it even more.
I know.
Kitten Caboodle. Let's talk about her.
Okay, what do you think?
I love it. I think it's great, and I agree. You know, it's like it's puffer jacket. It's also like a blouse. It's a little bit snow. It's giving me like ski resort. I think this is really attractive and it's a chirp for me. What do you think?
You know, I like the color combination. I wish that skirt was a little more tailored to her figure. But my biggest pet peeve is the wig. It's in this like I guess hood, but some of her wig is sticking underneath the hood and some of it is sticking out like a ponytail. I wish all of it was sticking out in the ponytail and not like flat against her back. That is really distracting. I really hate it.
Interesting.
But other than that, it's a chirp for me.
Interesting. Okay.
Do you not notice that?
Look, I see it. I agree. So that's weird.
The fact that she didn't get red for that, I said, what?
That is weird, huh? It's like, just make it all the pony. That's interesting.
Make it all the pony. It's not that hard. Or tuck the wig. I don't know. It was just like, okay, that was weird.
That is a good point. That's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, chirp for me. Venus giving Adore Delano.
Chirp. The bitch is a model. She can wear anything.
Yeah.
I was watching this with a friend and they said, doesn't matter what they wear, it's going to look good.
Yeah, it is.
And I said, no. And what is it? It's pieces of fabric.
It is.
It's really not that in. It's not that mind.
No, it's not. It's triangles
but
of fabric.
She makes it look good.
She looks great. And they tried to give us the storyline of, oh no, she's panicking.
I know.
And of course, she's wearing nothing and she looks great.
She's wearing nothing.
I do like
she's
the detailing.
She's a good stylist.
Yes, the styling is great.
The styling is where it's at.
Yes. Yes. And when you wear nothing, you have time to style. So.
True.
It's very really true. Gorgeous, I must admit. The sleeves are cool. The pins are cool.
Could you imagine putting a choker necklace on your thigh? For us thick girls.
Girl, yeah, I would.
We need seven.
I know. I would accidentally amputate my leg, just like cut off the blood supply. Yeah. But it's really hot. I gotta say, it's a chirp. It's a chirp. No denying.
Says, get it on the back.
Get it.
Yeah, it's cute.
Amy Yonce Chanel took the I am Brad Goreski's like partner very seriously. And
I mean literally.
Starts the runway saying, are you ready to shower? What? What do you think? What in the Muppet Babies is this look?
Girl, I mean, this is a mess. If this doesn't win the Golden Boot.
Oh yeah, it's a golden season boot for sure,
Mama.
Honey,
what? What's the storyline here? Towels, and she was so adamant about wearing towels when everyone else was like, "Girl, don't do that."
Yeah,
you have all this fabric, and she said, "No, I'm gonna keep my towel aesthetic."
Yeah, she's like, "I feel good about this." She was like Kenya Michaels going into the Snatch Game, ignoring the advice to not do Beyonce. She said, "I feel good about this. This is gonna kill."
It's, shall we say, hot garbage. It's, yeah, this is a burp.
The jellyfish, loofahs attacking her. It's yeah, yeah. It's a belch. It's a belch. Melinda Verga.
Oh.
She claimed giving Vivian Westwood.
She claimed.
I call Vivian Westwood. That's what she called. I did not think this was the. I actually think it looked attractive. You know what I mean?
It looked good. It was giving sort of like Madonna, Madame X vibes.
It was.
But I mean, the judges were right. This is not repurposed enough. It is the coat just tailored. It's just a tailored coat.
Yeah. It's a, yeah. Yeah. And yeah, it's, yeah. And the wig is tiny. I like the fake little hat. I like the fake in and out hat on her head.
LOL.
It's not ugly.
It's not ugly. Doesn't meet the challenge.
I'm still going to chirp it because it looks fine. And it's, you know, it's styled fine.
Mono why?
It's not ugly. It's not ugly.
I know that it's not ugly, but does it meet the challenge?
Yeah.
When you look at the original coat and then you look at this coat, you said, oh, it's like different. It's a different look.
I'm going to stick with my gut. Is it a huge chirp? No. Is it bad? No. It's not bad. And I do honestly believe if Venus wore this shit, they'd be like, oh, breathtaking. Breathtaking.
Wow. You claim in rigor mortis.
I'm calling rigor mortis. I'm calling favoritism. I am.
Okay. Okay.
It's a chirp. It's still a light chirp. It's still a chirp.
I just wish Melinda Verga wasn't so severe on the runway.
Yeah.
You know, she's coming in like she's mad at everybody. I just want her like kind of happy.
Yeah.
Smiling.
She does need to smile. To quote Violet Chachki.
Or at least smize.
She doesn't have to run, come down the runway going, doop-a-dee, ba-doop-a-dee.
Who said this?
Violet Chachki.
Oh, damn.
Kiki Ko, holy shit.
Come on.
Shut up. Everyone, shut up.
Come on. And we knew she was going to eat anyway. The bitch makes clothing for a living.
She looks so good. The fact that she made this for a design challenge and it looks better than a lot of things people bring.
I mean, period. And it fits her like a glove.
Brooklyn got emotional. God. It's
just so good.
So good.
And she knew, she, Kiki Ko knew, she's like, oh, I'm winning this challenge, baby.
Oh, yeah. She knew. She's one.
Simple.
She could be
simple.
The best seamstress. Simple, but the detailing is complicated. Like the, I'm sure getting that collar that way was the challenge.
Yeah, and like it looks like it's made out of one piece of fabric, and she used three shirts out of that.
Yeah, it was so cool. It's caca.
Yeah, caca.
Amazing. She's amazing. Nira Nuff.
Why are you laughing?
I don't know. It's kind of silly. Like, I didn't think it was hideous per se. I see their criticisms of it's poor taste. It's not, it's just her taste level's weird.
You know, I'm going to say, and y'all can come for me if you want. I don't care.
Okay.
I thought this was going to be a top look.
I actually don't think it's bad either. I
thought this was a top look. I thought she devoured. I said, oh, Nira, oh my gosh, she's going to be safe. Oh, she's not going to win, but she's, oh my God, that's cute.
I have to agree.
The little epaulettes. I love this pop princess look that she has. It's true to her drag. It's showing body, yada, yada. Okay, they're just going to love this. And I was wrong.
I agree. I have to admit that I, too, was like, oh, yeah, she's safe. Like, at the very least, I was like, she's safe. I don't think this is bad at all. I didn't. But then, I guess compared to everyone else, you see how it's just not at some of the levels everyone was at.
I guess so. But the color combination is cute. I don't know. Nira Nuff, if you're listening to this, I was looking for your look.
I think it really is just that it's the most tawdry look, and it's easy in a design challenge.
What'd you say?
Tawdry.
Oh, I thought you said tawdrick.
No. No, if it was the most tawdrick look, it would hire you and pay you nothing. But I said tawdry. Luna Dubois.
Oh, my God.
Luna Dubois. Okay, this is kind of interesting.
Is it?
It's flawed. But the idea is interesting. This sort of like open jacket, harem pant. It's giving baps.
No, I don't like it. I don't like the fit of it. I like the concept and I love the color story. But yeah. The fit of it is just a miss for me. Mm. Especially like this bitch is a designer.
The open
pants. And again, give us drag. It's just like not draggy enough or I don't know. There's something missing here.
The open pant is kind of an excuse to be like, I don't have to fit it. It's open.
It's giving unfinished. Truly, it's giving unfinished.
Yeah.
The bitch can walk. I mean, Luna can walk a runway like no other. But it saves her from the sort of like mid looks.
Yeah, it is just like two garments that don't fit that are just kind of pulled off as sexy.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just giving Dieter Ritz Jr. to me. Like,
okay, I'll burp it.
Yeah, it's a burp for me.
Aurora Matrix.
Oh.
Huh. I also thought this was a little strange.
Yeah, not. I thought she was going to deliver and.
Yeah, she.
Yeah, it was standard.
She picked
shipping.
Up. She. I was going to say she picked up the order and then abandoned it. Yeah, the color palette is a little strange for me. I think
it's. I'm not living for it. I do like the pleats on top of the skirt.
Right.
And that's it. It has no shape.
Those visible wrinkles are strange. Yeah, the color is cheap.
It needs to be cut. And that skirt needs to be shorter. Because she was trying to be a gown girl. Because that's not her gig. Mm-hmm. She was trying to do something. And it just didn't work for me. I was surprised that this look was safe.
I know. It's strange. Like, I like the details are interesting. And I see that she's nodding to her heritage with these, like, cool, very interesting details. But it's not enough. It's weird. And the skirt just looks so cheapy. Burp.
Bad. Burp.
Denim.
Come on now.
Giving.
Come on now.
Now, talk to me. Why? Tell me more. Why? Because this.
This is just. This is high drag to me. Yeah. This is the drag that I'm. I mean, this is. Denim is like what I want to be as a drag performer.
Yeah. It
denim is like
me.
The aesthetic is very. It's very me. Like, this is like. It is. If I was actually talented, I would like to be like denim.
Yeah. You are talented. We just can't get our physical drag together.
Yeah, exactly. Like in the look departments, it's just lacking. But to me, it's like anything denim wears, I'm like, I want that. And this is no exception. This is just so stunning.
Yeah.
And the sleeves, we've seen it before. Willow Pill, for example, you know, Crystal Method. But still, it's still gagging to me. I gagged.
It's cute.
I gagged when she did that reveal. I loved it. This is my caca. Well, no, that's not. Kikiko was the caca.
This is really
this
hot,
is,
though.
This is a chirp.
She's doing her drag in the correct way. It's awesome. It's interesting.
And
it's weird.
Different than anyone else's. Yeah.
It's giving Russian grandma went to fashion week. It's cool. And it's. We got a quite an impressive nude pump, I gotta say that. Chirp.
That's true.
Chirp. Okay. These bitches, let's talk about these bitches are mad at each other.
Oh, girl.
Girls are fighting.
Can we talk about Melinda Verga?
Melinda Verga's mad at everyone.
Because why? Because why?
Because she thinks she looks perfect and stunning, and she's mad at each and one of these four judges, and she's ready to fight them fist fight. She's ready to fight.
Boop. Beep, beep, beep.
She is backtracking. I love critiques. If you don't want critiques, you don't want to be better, like, why are you here? Beep, beep. She's backtracking. And then, holy shit, we've got the best fight of the season. We got Near Enough and Amy Yonsei Chanel saying to each other's
did
faces.
Did you see that coming?
No. No, I sure didn't.
I love this fight.
It was great TV.
Now, do you think Kikiko saved Melinda Verga because of that fight? Because I was very confused that she saved Melinda. I'll be honest.
I think I get it. She was like, I don't want to see I would rather see a good lip sync than just a fucking Charlie Hyde's lip sync. Oh. I want to see a fight. So
do you think
it was
do
better
you think
TV.
That if Melinda Verga was in the bottom two, she would have Ginny Lemoned herself?
I think she would have found that little that little sweet spot in between where you Nina Bonina yourself. Where you're like, I'm lip syncing.
Yeah, Cruel for the Summer.
Very Cruel for the Summer. Very that. Mm-hmm. I think that's what we would have gotten. But instead, we got a very high energy.
I know. And I mean, talk about surprises. Near enough.
I know.
Shocked the shit out of me. Because again, for the second time, I looked at these bottom two, Amy.
Yeah.
And Neera. And I said, Neera, girl. Bye.
I know. And I
love bye, girl.
And a quick shout out to Amy Anse Chanel saying, Neera, in confessional, Neera is a fucking bitch.
But also prefacing saying, I don't want to talk shit about any of my sisters.
Neera's a fucking bitch. Okay, let's talk about this lip sync. It was a very fun, high energy lip sync.
Mm-hmm.
And it's two Priyanka and Lemons come through.
Oh my gosh! I know. Maybe the first time a drag race girly got a lip sync song.
I think so.
That's big.
That's big.
That's big. And you know what? The song is pretty good.
It's a very fun song. It's a really, really fun song.
It's a very fun song. Shout out to Priyanka and Lemon for demolishing that. Also, yeah. I never didn't notice this before, but. Near enough sort of looks like Lemon.
Yeah. I very much cute little Twinkie vibes there.
Mm-hmm.
Now we know this ends in a double Shantae, but let's talk about it. Do you really think it was a double Shantae, or the producer said we have the best fight we've had in years?
I think the producers were as gagged as I was. I think they were ready to send Near Enough home. They were like, okay, well, that's standing Near Enough. Okay. And we're going to give her the confessional, and then when she, I mean,
yeah,
girl, she turned it the fuck out. That bitch,
she really
worked hard to stay.
She didn't turn the party. She ripped the ceiling off of the party.
Girl, she is the party.
Girl.
And they were shocked because they were not ready to send Amy home at all. They were like, we're not ready. We don't want it. So then they kept her too.
Yeah.
But I think that if Amy, surpassed Neera, I think Neera would have been eliminated.
That's true.
What do you think? Do you think
fully agree that Neera, at the end of the day, Neera did a little bit better?
Yes, I agree.
But I agree Amy brought a shit ton of fire. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And they were like, and I do honestly think that is fine. They needed fire. We want fire. And more than anything, I think the fight was so good that how can we cut the best fight? That I can honestly say that's like the best fight I've seen maybe ever in a Canada's Drag Race season, because they're usually, I'll say maybe since Jimbo v. Rita. So yeah, I was happy to see it. Wow.
This is one of my favorite lip syncs. This might be the lip sync of the season.
It might be. It'll be hard to beat for sure.
Yeah. And I'm going to say it's going to be hard to beat Neera. I don't see her getting sent home by any of these girlies.
Right?
You know, unless it's a ballad, then I would be a little nervous.
But right?
Neera, I want to buy tickets to Neera's show ASAP. Like,
girl,
the bitch is a performer.
Let's fly to Canada.
Love it.
Let's go. Fly us to Canada so we can see your drag show, please.
Please.
Oscar. Wow. I think that's it. We all know you want Denim to win this. There's no secret.
That's my prediction. I would be happy with Kitten and Venus winning as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's going to be the top three for me.
I think Aurora could get there. Aurora could get there easily.
I feel like Aurora's one of those girls that's like perfect.
Yeah.
And then does one thing off. I believe it's going to be an acting challenge. Mm. And then game over.
Damn. Game over. Oscar, this was really fucking fun. I always love it when you come to the Drag Her.
Thank you.
Everyone loves it when you come to the Drag Her. We love you.
I love this podcast.
What are you doing? Where can people come find you and support you and throw you money maybe?
Well, it's the holidays, so, you know, a nothing, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all can follow me on Instagram at Ozzymo, OZZYMO, to see what I'm up to.
Mm-hmm.
And also, if you want to throw some bucks my way, Venmo me at Ozzymo, OZZYMO.
Work! Work, bitch. And if you like Drag Her Podcast, follow us at Drag Her Podcast. Give us a 5-star review. We'll read it on the pod. We have one today. We have one today specifically for you. Larry says, 5 stars from It's Davey. The review is headline, "Hey Oscar." And the review is, "Hey."
Wait, what?
That's it.
Wait, what is it again?
The headline is, "Hey Oscar." And the review is, "Hey."
I thought you were saying, "Hey Oscar," in my response to, "Hey." Okay.
That's it.
Hi.
That if you leave us a review like that, we will read it on the pod.
Yes. And write a review like that.
Yeah.
Saying my name.
Do them.
Just say just the review is Oscar.
The cult.
That's it.
The cult of Oscar is strong.
Let's start a cult. Why not?
Bitch, till next time. Let the music play.
Okay, now say it in Canadian.
Okay. Till next time. Let the music play. What do you think?
Oh my god.
Bitch, you say it. Bitch,
now do it.
No, 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 no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no,
no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
was a HeadGum original.